This episode of the podcast was brought to you by Dr. Anne Marie's Dermal Care. Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Beauty Industry Podcast, your online support community for the professional beauty industry, connecting you with educational pieces, innovative industry products, and inspiration from industry experts. I am your host, Founding Director of Beauty Industry, Tamara Shaw. Today we are talking to Jessica Mendez of The Therapist Co, who aims to provide a seamless service to clinics and therapists within the beauty and cosmetic industry. The Therapist Co connects qualified, experienced and professional therapists looking for temp, casual, part-time and full-time work to support the clinics at a moment's notice without the expense and time that traditional employment methods incur. Jessica shares with us the inspiration behind the brand, the services they provide and an insight into the back end of being a therapist at The Therapist Co. Today we welcome Jessica Mendez to the podcast.
Hi, everyone.
How are you today, Jess?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really well. It's a little bit sunny in Melbourne now, which is nice from the traditional 12 degrees we've had of recent.
Exactly right. I'm currently sitting in front of a heater still, though.
Yeah, it's still really cold. Yes. Thanks so much for joining us today. Tell me where the idea of The Therapist Co came from.
So, good, very good question. The Therapist Co really stemmed from quite a frustrated afternoon, to be honest, working in a clinic. I was working as a cosmetic nurse, and it was during the summertime. I think it was actually during the Christmas period, and the owners of the clinic were away, and we did have a new recruit on board. The new recruit was absolutely amazing. She's actually one of my good friends now still, and she unfortunately, even though she was fantastic, great deployment qualified beauty therapist, she wasn't really savvy onto our product ranges that we were selling or we had in stock. So I distinctly remember the day where about every 20 minutes I had a knock on my treatment room door saying, oh, you know, Jess, we've got another person that's walked in and they're asking about the products. Can you help me? So every sort of 20 minutes, well, sorry, you know, I had to leave my treatment room and I sprinted up to the front and answered the questions that I needed to or check the client out with the products and then sprint back into the room. And being that I'm a Division 1 registered nurse by trade, previously I had been working as a as a nurse, you know, within agency nursing. So at this point, I thought, well, be somewhat transferable. If I know the product range here, I know that product range in another salon or clinic, wouldn't it be fantastic if I could get someone that knows this range that could even just sit for the busy thoroughfare period to be able to retail it for me? And that's where the Therapist Co really was born.
Amazing. That sounds like such a kind of profound moment for you, running in and out of the treatment room going, oh my goodness, I know how I can help the industry here.
Exactly. There has to be another way.
So what kind of services does the Therapist Co offer?
Look, so we've probably got two components of that, you know, the answer to that question. The first side of it would really be, you know, we are a recruitment and temping agency exclusive to the beauty and the medical aesthetic industry here in Australia. So essentially what we do is we are the connector or the conduit in between therapists that are looking to pick up work and clinics that are looking for staffing support. So the services does get broken down into that sort of that recruitment side of the connection and also the temping side of that connection. But that's all really sort of front end or front level. The back end and what we're really focusing on is support the industry by bringing a new aspect into the industry in that supporting side of things or that staffing supporting. So we are really trying to engage therapists and engage clinicians and health professionals in different ways of working or how they can work within the industry. And we, and in that, we are trying to empower these therapists and clinicians to be accountable and to know that they do have the control and the power in, you know, to build their own success and build their own business within the industry that isn't just, say, restricted to, you know, owning a salon or clinic or, you know, moving into different roles. So ideally, you know, we've got that front-end service of connection between therapists and clinics and that back-end service of building the these therapists and clinicians up in a sort of a different way within the industry and, yeah, and sort of and adding that extra component into the industry.
Incredible. And in terms of how you're saying kind of amplifying the industry in terms of recruitment, I know in the past, everyone, you know, 10 years ago, it was everyone's full-time, everyone's part-time. And now of recent, it's everyone's casual. We don't do full-time, we don't do part-time contracts. And so you're talking about a term called temping, which isn't so common in the beauty industry. What does this exactly mean?
So temping, yeah, and you're completely right. Temping is very much sort of cemented into other industries. You look at locum doctors, you look at agency nurses, or even emergency teachers. So temping within our industry really is a way of therapists being able to pick and choose where and when they work. So essentially, it's like a casual therapist. However, they aren't potentially, or they aren't just restricted to one particular salon or one particular clinic. They can be matched to clinic based on their product knowledge and their services and treatments that they can do, so that they can pick up shifts at various locations that suit the times and dates that they wish to engage in their work.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I think something that really holds therapists back is we've all got that personality where we're kind of, we don't want the same day every day. So I love that that kind of temping offers so much more. Like you can be in a spa one day, a clinic the next day, and you never kind of feel stagnant or bored.
Exactly. Like variety is something that we really do want in our day-to-day life. And look, temping isn't for everyone, but temping is definitely offering a different solution to people that do need a little bit of that work-life balance or that flexibility in their days. You know, if we look at the industry, 98% of the industry is run by females. The average age for this industry, the beauty industry, is 32 years of age in comparison to the rest of the industries, which are 40 years of age. So we have a very young, dynamic industry. And if we are running on 98% being the female population and the main age being 32, the main age for women having children within Australia now is actually 31 years of age. So it's not to wonder why we potentially do have a bit of a deficit right now in finding quality, senior, experienced therapists. It's because they're not potentially active. So again, even outside of just the temping side of things, if we look at what temping means to clinics, it's giving them another avenue of support, giving them another avenue of access to therapists that they may not have access to if they limit themselves to that permanent part-time, casual, or full-time contracts. So it's really a way of keeping these experienced therapists within the industry by providing them options of being able to engage at different levels.
Incredible. And as you would know, being a woman and coming into that kind of prime where we do want to go down the pathway of having children and setting up our family, it is really difficult as a business owner to find experienced senior therapists. That's what I'm constantly getting asked. So that kind of temping fits in perfectly with that flexible lifestyle after having children.
Exactly right. And I mean, as I mentioned, with an industry that's so filled with women, there's no formal mothers returning to work strategies in place. And so this again is just another avenue of being able to encourage that flexibility in the workplace so that there are a couple of people that can support. If one shift doesn't work for one therapist, it can work for another, or looking at that job sharing mentality. And like, if we look at the industry, as you mentioned, we have a considerable amount of, actually it's the majority now, it's around 60% of the Australian workforce within the beauty industry are on casual contracts. Mm. So the industry is showing us, even just generically, that we're wanting to have a bit more flexibility. We're wanting to have potentially a higher pay bracket, and but that, you know, but with that flexibility that casual brings. But again, what does casual bring? You know, sometimes there's not that accountability to the hours, for example.
Yes.
So that's where temping can really fall into place really nicely.
Mm, I love it. And for businesses and the business owners who do want to partner with the Therapist Co, do they have to go through steps that will qualify them to be a partnered business with you?
Yeah. We obviously would like to partner with clinics and salons that are definitely on the same wavelength and the same vision as us. We wish to partner with clinics and salons that have, you know, that are innovative and do understand that things like workplace flexibility and work-life balance is an important factor for the therapists. So we do have, you know, a very easy way of registering with the Therapist Co, where they, you know, you go onto the website and you then register the details of your clinic or your salon. From there, we will then, you know, give you that qualifying call essentially and see just how we can best suit you and vice versa, because there's no point, I guess, having a conversation with someone that says, no, I need permanent hours and I need this and I need that. And we go, okay, that, yes, we can do that, when we know we potentially can't. So those qualifying questions are definitely worthwhile to ensure that we are on the same wavelength and they do know what we have to offer and what the therapists that we work with and partner with have to offer and how it will best suit them moving forward.
Incredible. And so likewise on the other end for our therapists, how do they go through being talent essentially who is a part of that recruitment drive?
Yeah. So again, what we do is we have that onboarding process through the website, and the details that we grab from them really is what makes their profile. So we do need to know, you know, the area that they live in, because that's obviously relevant to the clinics or salons they get matched to. We need to know the products that they know. We need to know the services they can complete and confident and comfortable in doing. Even right down to the, you know, the software that they have used before, for example, Shortcuts or Mind Body. You know, being able to walk into a clinic and already knowing how to use those is an amazing, you know, quality to have for that clinic.
Interrupting today's episode for a mention with our beautiful sponsor who keeps this podcast going. We'll be back after this short break.
Searching for a product range to stock in your business that provides effective results while respecting the environment, animals, and caters to vegan clients? Dr. Anne Marie's Dermal Care is currently taking on stockists. Provide antioxidant support, rejuvenation, management of the aging process, and defense against solar damage. Comprehensive product training and facial techniques included. Contact info@dramdermalcare.com.au.
Yeah, I love how you're going into so much detail there, like even the computer programs. That's so cool, because that can be one of the most daunting things. Yes. To open up in computer and think, oh my goodness, how the heck do I use this and check my client out?
Exactly. And you're going, oh God. But I mean, when you already know how to use it, again, it's just like, wow, yeah, I've got this, easy, no worries. I know how to use this. And it just makes the whole day very easy for you and cruisy. So we, again, we'll have those qualifying questions as well. You know, having that chat with the therapist, we bring our therapists in to meet us face to face. We do trade tests on them. We make sure that they're really on the same vision and path as us as well, because this isn't an employee-employer relationship. What we do is we partner with these therapists so that we are giving them, you know, we're just basically facilitating a new way of them working for themselves. So they do work under their own ABNs, the temp therapists, not under the tax file numbers. So, you know, they're sole traders. They're working for themselves. So it's really about having them and building that therapist up as, you know, their own health professional in a sense, or their own clinician, their own beauty therapist, so that they have the power and they know that they're accountable they get to choose. Everything is within, you know, their control.
Yeah, and I guess so my next question is, you probably kind of touched on that there, but are the therapists expected to be available all the time, or can they select certain days which they could be on or off?
Oh, wouldn't that be fantastic if I could have a therapist available all the time? Amazing. Not. So this, again, is, and you're right, we did touch on it briefly, but this is all about what the therapist, you know, we're exchanging time here. So they give us the times that they're available and we put out the opportunities to those times. So we actually utilize an online booking or scheduling system that the therapist will upload their own profiles into. And in that profile, they put their available times. So the actual scheduling system won't let us invite therapists to that particular shift unless they have the availability there. So they don't get bothered or bombarded all of the time for, can you do shifts? Can you do shifts? It really is going to be relevant to when they want to do the shifts. So, you know, obviously with limited availability, if they don't have huge amounts of availability, you know, the shifts may not come up as frequently or as often, but it doesn't mean to say that they won't come up. It's just, you know, it is when they want to engage is when they engage.
Yeah, I love that. And balance is one of the number one things that employees are looking for in their day-to-day work these days. So that's that really kind of perfect compromise, is that, you know, you can choose when you're working, essentially.
Absolutely. And I think it's something to be, you know, really mindful of, is that, like, what does the future of work look like within our industry? And that's what we're really wanting to focus on. And what we do quite a lot of, you know, surveys on, what we do quite a lot of research on, because this is the thing we need to get into place, and we need to get this right now. Otherwise, we're not going to have that staffing support long term. So, you know, you may have heard the word gig economy. It's absolutely huge. And someone, you know, something to reference to is something like the Ubers, for example. So yes. Uber works, and the reason why it works is because it doesn't disrupt people's everyday living or life. They can engage when and if they want to engage by turning on their app, for example. So that's, again, something that we're really focusing on, is what does the future of work look like for us? Well, if you're qualified and experienced therapist, you can still join Uber, even if as a therapist, and do shift in Uber. But why not do that with us? Because we need your experience. Clinics want your experience. So you register with us. You may never take a shift if you don't wish to. However, you register with us, we get you onboarded, you put your availability in, and then you have the opportunities to pick and choose if you wish to pick up shifts or if you don't wish to. So you've got, you know, various amounts of opportunities within that.
Incredible, like Uber for the beauty industry. I love it.
Oh God, don't quote me on that. They're going to be after me.
I once caught an Uber, and it was after work, maybe 5 p.m. And the driver was wearing a full-on business suit. And I said to him, do you always wear this suit, you know, when you're driving? And he said, no, I pick up Uber people on the way to work. I work my 9-to-5 and then I go back on the way home. So similar to the therapist lifestyle, a lot of them, well, you know, especially in the winter when it's downtime for us, don't get as many hours as they like. So that's that kind of perfect compromise. They can log in to their profile, select their days and hours that they need to work, and pick up some shifts with you guys.
Exactly right.
Perfect. We were talking there about product ranges and the fact that there are so many product ranges and computer programs. How will the therapist know these product ranges if they're coming into my business and I'm stocking something, for example?
Yeah, that's a great question. And that's something that we do need to look at and review when the therapists come in with the, you know, with their product ranges or their treatment and technologies that they know. I guess with the product side of thing, what's really fantastic is that, you know, there are some really key product or cosmeceutical ranges out there that seem to, you know, come up again and again and again. And I guess it's dependent on how great the salesperson is for them, but they, you know, they're great rangers. But I guess, so we do wish and hope to place therapists that can go into a shift with that product range knowledge already. Outside of that, however, I guess the great thing about cosmeceuticals is that when as clinicians or as therapists, we can actually start to break down the key cosmeceutical ingredient as opposed to the cosmeceutical brand. So, and that's where the cosmeceutical ranges really are alike. They share those cosmeceutical ingredients or those actives. If you think about, you know, your vitamin A's or your AHA lactic acids or your BHAs, your antioxidants like your B's and your C's, your hyaluronic acids, these are ingredients. These aren't actual product names. So we can translate those ingredients into different products. Cosmeceutical brands seem to be quite good at being able to do that. So if we know the key ingredients, we often can pick up the products very quickly and easily, which is, you know, fantastic, or even just talk to the ingredients rather than the product.
Yeah, incredible. So I guess for therapists listening, have a basic understanding of key things like AHAs, your vitamin A's, your antioxidants, key ingredients, really.
Exactly. Because that, you know, if you can talk to the ingredient, then, you know, when you walk out the front, you know, ask the person that's there, you know, we're just wanting to get, you know, a really nice vitamin C, or we're wanting a nice tyrosinase inhibitor or a brightener for any of our pigmentation concerns. And then they can grab the product for you. So it's a little bit easier if we do focus on the product ingredients rather than the particular range. But I guess something to bring out from this is that the therapist coat isn't just, you know, isn't just doing that connection between clinics and therapists. We actually do offer training opportunities within our alliance partners as well. So if you wanted to do CPD is really important for us as clinicians and health professionals and beauty therapists. So, you know, like the Beautiful Range Dermalogica, for example, are able to you have invited the therapist, co-therapist to come in and do every single one of their training modules. So you can upskill further in products that you wish to through the therapist co as well.
Amazing. So if we've got some sales reps out there who are listening, perhaps they can get in contact with you and they might be able to do the same.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, then they become advocates for the brand, not just, you know, therapists that do talk about ingredients. They can actually start to, you know a little bit more about each key product range. And that's fantastic for even, I mean, those sales reps would have had, you know, much like you, people coming to them in their clinic saying, we need a therapist, send us someone. If those therapists are already trained within that product, even better.
Beautiful. What happens in the case of a therapist attempts to a business for a day or two, and the fit is amicable between the therapist and the employer, and then the employer wants to employ that therapist? What happens then?
Oh, well, that's beautiful. That's exactly what we love. So we would never discourage a really great match. We actually do encourage that. That's, you know, something that we are looking at now, and this is when we say recruitment, this is the form of recruitment that we want to do. This is the form of recruitment the future of work being, and that's that, you know, they've got that trial process, they're working and they know the team, they know the hours, they know the clinic, and then they're actively choosing to continue and want to work with that clinic and that team rather than going, I think this is going to be okay, I'll go for this job. And we've all known, we've probably all seen therapists that come in for a week or two and then that's it, I can't do it, this isn't what I thought it was going to be, for example. Yes. And it's such a waste of energy and it's such a waste of money in that recruitment process to not have it work out after a week or two. So that's when, you know, doing your temping first and moving into that organically into that permanent position is a really great way of doing that recruitment.
Incredible. Jess, I can imagine many of our listeners, both business owners and therapists, are going to want some more information on the Therapist Co. It's such an amazing business. Can you just point our audience into the right direction to go to find out that information?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have our website, which is at just www.thetherapistco.com.au. That's a really great one to look at, because when you register under the first page there, it will say expressions of interest for therapists, expressions of interest for clinics. You click your relevant button and that brings you through to our registration page where you fill in all of those details. So that's sort of going to really kickstart that process. Of course, we are on Facebook and Instagram just under The Therapist Co. Instagram, it's the_therapist_co. And you can, you know, touch base with us and get in contact with us any way.
Yeah, of course. And when we pop this episode on live, we'll definitely link back to all of Jess's pages and socials so that you can follow them through. Thank you so much for joining us today, Jess. It's such an incredible business. I'm so happy somebody has thought of this and done it for our industry. It's so needed.
Thank you.
So as always, if you have enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to subscribe to our channel and give us a 5-star rating. And if you haven't yet, jump on the Beauty Industry website. You will see The Therapist Co, Jess's profile there. If you create your own member profile, you can also directly chat to Jess via our new chat function. And if you're not already, follow us on all of the social channels, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, you know where we are. Until next time, stay connected. Thank you for tuning in to episode 17 of the Beauty Industry Podcast. Next Monday, we talk with Christine Alger of Infinity Wellness Center on the reality of startup for episode 18. Until next time, stay connected.